Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Expansion of broadband to more parts of rural Kentucky is continuing to take place. AT&T Kentucky President Hood Harris says by being the first net provider for the state, they're continuing to provide better and more reliable connections.
We've got cell towers going up all over the state, and part of that is a result of FirstNet. Because with FirstNet, we made a commitment, and the state patrol said, you know, hey, you guys need to put towers here, here, and here to fill in some of the rural coverage. So we're getting a chance to do that with the FirstNet contract, but when we're putting those FirstNet towers up, we're putting commercial antennas on them too so that our regular customers can also experience better coverage across the state. It's exciting what's happening.
Harris says the investment is helping to provide faster service to more consumers across the state.
Our customers depend on their wireless devices. And we want to make sure they have the best experience possible. And that's the reason we're investing like never before to get these, to push the network out to more places and go into 5G and faster speeds in the coming years. That's critical
that
people be able to communicate when they're stuck in traffic. And if there is an emergency or something, you know, that communications need is always there.
He says Kentucky will certainly benefit from additional broadband funding that was included in the 2018 Farm Bill.
We're already through a federal government program that subsidizes rural broadband, the Connect America Fund Phase 2. We're getting new broadband connections out to 84,000 households that are unserved or underserved around the state today, and there'll be more of that to come.
We'll continue our conversation in a moment.
It's 5:17 a.m. While the rest of the Commonwealth sleeps, our farmers are hard at work to put food on the table of Kentuckians, the nation, and the world. Not for recognition or praise or even thanks, but for the opportunity to do it again tomorrow. On Kentucky Farm Bureau's 100th anniversary, we salute Kentucky farm families, and we renew our commitment to being the voice of Kentucky agriculture for the next 100 years. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
AT&T Kentucky President Hood Harris says one way rural broadband service is expanding is through fixed wireless service.
Fixed wireless is what we're doing with the Connect America Fund. And that uses, you know, in rural areas where we're not using as much of our spectrum as we would in a more urban area, we're able to dedicate that spectrum to that wireless broadband solution. And people that have it, they absolutely love it because, you know, chances are they had nothing before. And now they've got a dedicated broadband connection in their house.
He adds the progress made over the past few years is impressive.
It's hard to believe the speeds that we were getting a few years ago. And, you know, now we're seeing, you know, we got some gigabit connections here in Louisville to homes. And, you know, we've got fiber and located in industrial parks all across the state. So, you know, I've told the industrial development folks here, make sure that we never lose a project because we can't get fiber. So we can get fiber to probably any project in the state.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.